Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Netherlands. Noah's Ark is up and operating, not on Mount Ararat, but in the Netherlands. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
After a 20-year quest to build a full-scale, functioning model of Noah's Ark, an undertaking of what some call biblical proportions, a Dutchman, Johan Hubers, has finished his lifelong project and the Ark towers across the Dutch landscape. Hubers, a Christian, used the biblical book of Genesis, chapters 6 to 9, as his inspiration, following the instructions that God gave Noah right down to the last cubit. Hubers said that his motivation for building Noah's Ark was religious. He wants to make people think and ask questions so that they will have to go looking for answers and ultimately find salvation and eternal life in God. And that's the latest in information that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Noah's Ark has been built, and it's on display. Not on Mount Ararat, but in the Netherlands, and it is a testimony to biblical history as well as biblical prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Johan Hubers, a builder by trade, started 20 years ago to build Noah's Ark, a full-scale model of what biblical Noah built some 4,500 years ago. Hubers has finished his project, and now in the Dutch lowlands, Noah's Ark is a testimony of one Christian's desire to reach out to the world with biblical truth. Hubers' model of Noah's Ark can float, and its builder is considering sailing this sea craft around Europe and even possibly a transatlantic cruise to America. This project is a testimony to the historic biblical account found in Genesis chapters 6 to 9 and was the building plan for the project. This full-scale model of Noah's Ark is tangible evidence that there was a way to build a ship that could contain the animals on earth, each kind of animal, and save them from the worldwide flood of Noah's day some 4,500 years ago. In addition to its historic significance, Noah's Ark has a prophetic significance as well. Jesus, in his Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, spoke of the days of Noah, and he referred to his second coming, which would be similar to the times of Noah. We don't have the time to explain all that statement means, but for sure it speaks of a time of sexual immorality, disregard for the things of God, and failure to repent even in the face of coming judgment. A model of Noah's Ark should cause all of us to understand these words of Jesus and realize that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...